From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
Here is the news for the headlines. President Prabowo stressed economic inequality at Indonesia-Brazil Business Forum. Prabowo and UN's Antonio Guterres discussed strategic issues in Brazil. U.S. and Philippines signed deal on sharing military information. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended the Indonesia-Brazil Business Forum in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil on Sunday. As said by the Indonesian Presidential Secretariat in a statement on Monday, Prabowo highlighted the similarities between Indonesia and Brazil and expressed his support for Brazil's role as a key member of BRICS. In his remarks, Prabowo later emphasized the importance of reducing economic inequality.
Prosperity is our goal, but there is no use for high growth if the majority of the people cannot enjoy that growth. If the wealth is only held by the very, very few, in my opinion, that is a recipe for a failed state. That is my conviction.
President Prabowo also emphasized the importance of food security as the main foundation of a country's development. He underlined the free food program for Indonesian children as a priority of his government while studying Brazil's success in a similar program. The president also highlighted the great opportunities for cooperation, especially in maritime and renewable energy. The Indonesia-Brazil Business Forum brought together business actors from Indonesia and Brazil to discuss opportunities for strategic economic cooperation, including in the energy, industrial, and maritime sector. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto met the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres at the hotel in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil on Sunday. As quoted from the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Prabowo expressed his appreciation for Guterres' dedication to upholding international peace, justice, and international law, saying Guterres' stance inspired him. Prabowo also emphasized Indonesia's commitment to supporting UN efforts, including on issues such as food security, poverty alleviation, human rights violation, and the crisis in Palestine. Meanwhile, Guterres praised Indonesia's strategic role in international cooperation and agreed with Indonesia on the important aspects the world faces today. He said that Indonesia is an important partner for the UN. Guterres also highlighted Indonesia's contribution to ASEAN and UN cooperation and its important role in responding to the situation in Myanmar and the Middle East region. President Prabowo Subianto expressed his intention to visit Middle Eastern countries as the ultimate leg of his state visit this month before returning to Indonesia. As reported by Antara News Agency on Monday, the president is currently in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to attend the G20 summit from Monday to Tuesday. He later visited the United Kingdom to meet British Prime Minister Keir Starmer before returning to Indonesia. Although admitting his longing to return to Indonesia sooner, the president reaffirmed his commitment to concluding his visit as scheduled and seeking time to stop in the Middle East. Prabowo's visit this month started in China on November 8, where he met President Xi Jinping and other high-ranking officials to discuss bilateral relations. He continued to Washington, D.C., United States on November 10 and met President Joe Biden 2 days later. The third leg of his visit was to Peru on Wednesday, where he met President Dina Boluarte and attended the 2024 APEC summit from Friday to Saturday. The head of the FIVE team at the Indonesian National Kolintang Association, Lydia Katuk, stated that efforts to include the North Sulawesi's traditional musical instrument Kolintang in the UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage had begun in 2013. Lydia on Sunday said that in addition to organizational improvements and community strengthening, Kolintang has now been preserved in 20 provinces in Indonesia and spread to various countries such as the United States, Russia, and West African states. She claimed Kolintang has also been adapted modernly without abandoning its traditional values. In addition, she said, Indonesian Kolintang trainers have shared their knowledge with local music groups in countries such as Mali, Burkina Faso, and the Ivory Coast. Let's move on to the international news, where United States and Philippine Defense Chiefs signed an agreement on sharing classified military information and technology on Monday. As reported by AFP, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin signed the deal with Philippine Secretary of National Defense Gilberto Teodoro at the start of the visit to Manila, which also included a closed-door meeting with President Ferdinand Marcos. The General Security of Military Information Agreement allows for classified information sharing that could benefit a U.S. allies' national defense and streamlines the sale of certain classified technologies. Philippines Assistant Defense Secretary Arsenio Andolong said it would give the Philippines access to higher capabilities and big-ticket items from the United States and open opportunities to pursue similar agreements with like-minded nations. The UN Security Council on Monday will take up a draft resolution calling for an immediate end to hostilities in Sudan, where a war between two rival generals shows no signs of easing. As reported by AFP, a draft text prepared by Britain and Sierra Leone calls on the parties to immediately cease hostilities and engage in dialogue to agree on steps to de-escalate the conflict and create a national ceasefire. The draft resolution calls on both parties to fully implement commitments made in 2023 to protect civilians, to health and prevent conflict-related sexual violence, and to allow humanitarian access into and throughout Sudan. According to UN figures, the conflict has claimed tens of thousands of lives and displaced more than 11 million people, including 3.1 million who have fled the country. India's capital, New Delhi, switched schools to online classes from Monday until further notice as worsening toxic smog surge passed 60 times the World Health Organization, WHO, recommended daily maximum. As reported by AFP, primary schools were ordered to cease in-person classes on Thursday, with a raft of further restrictions imposed on Monday, including limiting diesel-powered trucks and construction. The curbs were put in place by city authorities to prevent further deterioration of the air quality. Authorities hope by keeping children at home, traffic will be reduced. The government urged children and the elderly, as well as those with lung or heart issues, to stay indoors as much as possible. The city is blanketed in poisonous smog each year, primarily blamed on stubble burning by farmers in neighboring regions to clear their fields for ploughing, as well as factories and traffic fumes. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Here is today's commentary on waiting for G20 summit results to face global challenges. I'm Dalat Pane. G20 Summit 2024, held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on November 18 to 19. Some important topics launched by Brazil as the G20 presidency this year, namely fighting inequalities, hunger, and poverty. There are also sustainability, climate change, equal transition, and global governance reform. The Indonesian delegates, led by President Prabowo Subianto, brought up some missions expected to be achieved in this time's G20. The Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati, on her Instagram account, at @asmindrawati, said there are three focuses of Indonesia in the G20 summit. The first is, in line with Brazil's priority, hunger and welfare. Indonesia expects to get insight from the nation's experience on improving people's welfare. The second is about global governance and reformation of multilateral development banks. Indonesia wants to encourage the role of MDB, multilateral development banks, to support funding for climate action, poverty reduction, and debt alleviation for low-income countries. While in the third one, Indonesia will stay consistent with the sustainable funding and energy transition. The G20 summit is the culmination of the network done by the country holding the rotating presidency of the group. It is the moment when heads of state and government agree on agreements negotiated throughout the year and indicate ways to address global challenges. For instance, some of Brazil's priorities for the 2024 G20 presidency, which all countries must face with equal responsibility, including countries outside the G20. However, the G20 member countries, which are bigger than other countries in the world, should bear greater responsibilities than countries outside the G20. G20 is a global institution and a strong, inclusive, and legitimate tool to address today's growing world challenges. G20 has many of the requirements needed to play a leading role in the global arena. Global institutions like the G20 should work together, not against each other, let alone bring disputes from outside the G20 into the G20. Because the world community knows a global institution as big as the G20 has almost the same members as the UN Security Council. However, until today, the Security Council has not been able to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflicts, for instance. If Brazil can navigate the G20 summit into a unified state for the sake of the world, then it will be the main capital to achieve world unity and peace, so that global challenges will be easily overcome. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I'll begin today in history. On November 18, with the first event in 1911 when National Palm Oil Day commemorated. National Palm Oil Day is commemorated every November 18 to commemorate the history of the first commercial planting of palm oil in Indonesia in 1911. At that time, commercial planting began in the Sungai Liput Plantation in Aceh and Pulau Raja in Asahan, North Sumatra, making the North Sumatra's region a pioneer of palm oil plantation in Indonesia. The choice of 18 November is based on records from the Palm Oil Research Center Medan, which shows that first commercial planting of palm oil was carried out in Indonesia on November 18, 1911. Let's move on to the next event in 1912 about the establishment of Muhammadiyah. One of the largest Islamic religious-based organizations in Indonesia, Muhammadiyah, was founded on November 18, 1912. Muhammadiyah was founded by Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan in Kauman Village, Yogyakarta Special Region. In its formation, Muhammadiyah reflected a lot of Islamic teachings in the Holy Book of the Quran. The Muhammadiyah movement is characterized by the spirit of building a more advanced and educated social and educational system of society. Muhammadiyah presents the teachings of Islam not only as a personal and static religion, but dynamic and serves as a system of human life in all aspects. We end today in history in an event in 2003 which is commemorated as the International Day for the Prevention and Remedy of Sexual Exploitation, Abuse and Violence Against Children. International Day for the Prevention and Healing from Child Sexual Exploitation, Abuse and Violence, established by the UN General Assembly on November 7, 2022 and commemorated on November 18, 2022. The day is aimed at strengthening global efforts to eliminate all forms of child sexual exploitation and abuse and to support the mental and physical health of those who are victims. The initiative reflects an international commitment to promote dignity, rights and healing for survivors of child sexual abuse and violence rights and healing for survivors of child sexual abuse and violence. The UN also emphasizes the importance of combating stigma, ensuring justice for victims and providing access to quality education and recovery programs in order to protect children's rights and promote efforts to prevent sexual violence against them.
Sesalku Kau adalah jantungku, kau adalah hidupku, lengkapi diriku. Oh sayangku, kau begitu sempurna, sempurna.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia is entitled President Prabowo Subianto Reaffirms Indonesia's Commitment at APEC Dialogue in Peru. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto underscored the pivotal role of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC as a bridge to a more inclusive future amid increasingly complex global challenges. He delivered this message during the APEC leaders' informal dialogue with guests held at the Lima Convention Center, Peru, on Friday, November the 15th. In his address, President Prabowo Subianto outlined three strategic roles APEC must assume. First, APEC must serve as a bridge to resilience, where he emphasized the importance of strengthening collaboration on clean energy transition and climate-resilient infrastructure development. The president also advocated for industrial downstreaming to achieve food security. Second, APEC should act as a bridge to innovation. President Prabowo Subianto called for inclusive digital transformation by addressing gaps in technology access and encouraging technology transfer among APEC member states to foster regional innovation. He declared he was confident that the Asia-Pacific region will spearhead this transformation towards greater digital inclusivity. Third, APEC must function as a bridge to greater inclusion. The president stressed that the benefits of development must be felt by all communities and individuals. He urged intensified efforts to alleviate poverty, combat corruption, and strengthen transparent governance. Indonesia, he affirmed, fully supports APEC's priorities in these matters. In his closing remarks, President Prabowo Subianto reiterated Indonesia's steadfast commitment to free trade, sustainability, and the principle of inclusivity. He asserted that APEC must remain a model for fostering solidarity and collaboration across the region. Indonesia's active participation in APEC demonstrates its tangible contribution to building a future that is more inclusive, innovative, and resilient. Quoting the official setcup.go.id website, President Prabowo Subianto told the media that APEC is a strategic platform for enhancing interstate relations within the Asia-Pacific region. He also highlighted the importance of well-organized international trade and reaffirm Indonesia's position in supporting regulated, open, and equitable trade practices. As one of the largest economies in the Asia-Pacific region, Indonesia is committed to playing an active role in ensuring fairness in global trade. During this APEC summit, President Prabowo Subianto held several bilateral meetings with other leaders to discuss measures to strengthen trade relations, boost investment, and explore mutually beneficial new collaborations. That was today's My Indonesia.
Sore tadi ku bilang, kau pun bilang perasaannya sama.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Biluhu Beach is located in Biluhu Timur Village, Batu Daa, Pantai Subdistrict Gorontalo Regency, Gorontalo Province. Although Biluhu Beach is located in a remote area, approximately 20 kilometers from the center of Gorontalo, this beach has an enchanting beauty, namely its underwater beauty. Coral reefs of various colors and shapes are very tempting, especially for snorkeling or diving enthusiasts. Especially in certain months, the waves in Tomini Bay are not too high, so snorkeling and diving at Biluhu Beach is very enjoyable. In addition, uniquely, this beach, which is part of Tamini Bay, has cliffs as high as about 100 meters. The cliff stands about 200 meters from the shoreline. The beauty of the beach feels more complete with hundreds of coconut trees standing tall on the white sand. For those of you who like to bathe in the sea, the waves at Piluhu Beach are relatively calm. In the afternoon, the atmosphere at the beach is even more charming, with a reflection of the sun on the sea surface. There are three routes to Piluhu Beach. The first route is by car or motorbike through Bongo Village in Batu Daa Pantai Sub-District. The second option is through Barakati Village, which is also still in Batu Daa's Pantai Sub-District. And the last is by sea using a ketinting boat or speedboat with the departure location from Bongo Village. Traveling by ketinting boat takes about 30 minutes. Traveling by speedboat from Ternate Harbour in Gorontalo City takes about 20 minutes.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Adakah sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu? Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, kan ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Kangennya masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalan
hatiku selamanya. Sekarang janji kita pastikan bertemu lagi.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bali. Di Bali, which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about seharusnya, seharusnya, which means should be. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a domestic tourist at Tita Empul Temple, a popular destination in Gianyar Regency, Bali. And Chris and the domestic tourist are reading a regulation of Tita Empul Temple. Then they talk about what should be done at the temple.
Supaya memakai pakaian adat. Berarti saya harus memakai pakaian adat Bali.
Betul, seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini.
Aduh, saya tidak punya.
Jangan khawatir, kita bisa meminjam kain adat yang disediakan.
After listening to the conversation, here are some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Seharusnya, seharusnya, which means should be. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Seharusnya, seharusnya, which means should be. Memakai, memakai, which means wear. Pakaian, pakaian, which means clothing. Pakaian adat. Pakaian adat, which means customary clothing. Bali, Bali, which means Bali. Area, area, which means area. Pura, pura, which means temple. Seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini. Seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini, which means we should be wearing Balinese customary clothing around the temple. Jangan, jangan, which means don't. Khawatir, khawatir, which means worry. Jangan khawatir, jangan khawatir, which means don't worry. Kain, kain, which means clothes. In this conversation, you will hear the expression seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini. Seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini, which means we should be wearing Balinese customary clothing around the temple. In the expression, there is the word seharusnya, which means should be. The word means that something is required to be done in an activity. This means wearing Balinese traditional clothing is required at Tirta Empul Temple. Another example. Let's listen to another use of the word seharusnya, which means should be. Seharusnya Anda menjaga kebersihan di area pura. Seharusnya Anda menjaga kebersihan di area pura, which means you should keep cleanliness around the temple. Seharusnya kita naik motor ke pura ini. Seharusnya kita naik motor ke pura ini, which means we should take a motorbike to the temple. Tirta Empul Temple is a temple for Balinese Hindu in Bali, which is also a favorite tourism destination. The temple is located in Gianyar Regency. At Tirta Empul Temple, visitors can join the Malukat, a purification ritual in a hallowed pool. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, here's another round of the conversation.
Supaya memakai pakaian adat. Berarti saya harus memakai pakaian adat Bali.
Betul, seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini.
Aduh, saya tidak punya.
Jangan khawatir, kita bisa meminjam kain adat yang disediakan.
Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about seharusnya. Seharusnya, which means should be. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Kerinduan or Longing by Dian Piscesa. The song released in 1989 was created by a well-known Indonesian composer, Rinto Harahap. The song tells the story of a deep feeling of longing for someone who has gone far away. The lyrics touch the listener's heart with a story about love that still persists even though it comes in the form of longing. Well, listener, here is Dian Piscesa with the song Kerinduan. Happy listening.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Seribu jalan di dunia, mengapa berpapasan bertemu dia? Inginnya lari pergi tanpa kata, mengapa sudut mata hafal rupanya? Lupa bawa lupakannya. Ketika kembali ku jatuh cinta. Siapa dia? Sakitan air mata sia-sia. Dari begitu banyak manusia, mengapa lagi-lagi dia yang ku jumpa? Malam hangat tapi ku terjaga, rindukan dirinya si pusat kecewa. Lupa bawa lupakannya, tak mudah tapi menyangkut dia. Ku tak bisa, sepertinya sama tatapan khas matanya. Seketika kembali ku jatuh cinta. Sialan dia, sakitan air mata sia-sia. Malesan tepat di titik kelemahanku, letaknya di hati, hatiku ini. Lalu ada singgah sana tempat untuknya. Sepertinya sama, tetap penas matanya masih yang lama. Kau wajah bicara, seketika kembali ku jatuh.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voinews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.